The Downtown Detroit Business Improvement Zone has had a very busy 2024, and that's an understatement, with the NCAA playoffs in town, and now the draft is just a few days away. Gina Cavalier, the director and Downtown Detroit Partnership Community Impact Officer, thank you for taking the time to join us today. I know you, too, like Chris Moyer, are crazy busy.
Well, we are all very excited to be welcoming, you know, hopefully hundreds of thousands of guests from all over the place to enjoy the NFL draft here in downtown Detroit next week. So we are ready to show off our city.
Gina, tell our listeners a little bit about the Downtown Detroit Business Improvement Zone. What exactly is this group and what do you guys do?
Downtown Detroit Business Improvement Zone is about to celebrate, or this week, celebrating its 10-year anniversary.
Wow.
And it was formed by downtown property owners who were looking for a way to formalize their contributions to helping keep downtown clean, safe, and welcoming. So this is a special assessment district where downtown property owners pay for a lot of what you see around downtown. Specifically, the flagship program is the Downtown Ambassador Program, where you see the people cleaning our parks and public spaces, taking care of sidewalks, tending trash cans, removing graffiti in their bright yellow shirts. It's a great team, and they are proud to be ambassadors of Detroit.
What kind of work has gone into just getting the city ready for this big event for the draft?
Well, I like to say that you need a big party every now and then to get your house in order. And that's exactly what we're doing as a community. I was watching the other day somebody scraping off the paint on the light pole and repainting the light poles. All of the fire hydrants are bright and shiny red. The landscape is, you know, and the timing works well because we are always also starting the spring season with opening day for the Tigers. So this year, it coincided great. You see spring plantings. Everything's in tip-top shape.
So how do you get ready for something like this? Do you meet? Have you been meeting for the past couple of years? Do you have a giant whiteboard? How does this work?
Well, at the Downtown Detroit Partnership, we have what we're calling our war room. And we took a conference area, and it has been a hub of activity. But there is so much coordination, and as a city and as a community, the coordination and communication that we have and the teamwork, the broad teamwork from Visit Detroit to the City of Detroit to the Detroit Economic Growth Corporation and the small businesses and our board members and the Downtown Detroit Partnership and the Biz, these are people who work together all the time, and the fact that we have strong relationships is really going to show as we present Downtown Detroit in a very good light to the world.
Gina Cavalier, two-part question. What are you most proud of going into the draft, and what is keeping you up at night?
So what I'm most proud of is all of the work and the pride that I see from the team going into this. Our ambassador team is made up of about 100 ambassadors. These are people who work 24/7, 365, whether it's raining or cold. I say sometimes they have kind of the dirty job of Detroit, and their job is not only to keep everything clean and tidy and get it ready, but also to do that leading with hospitality, with that you know, reinforcing that commitment that we have to a welcoming downtown Detroit. And I'm just so excited that this team is really embracing all of the activity that we have. It's a lot of hard work, but people are showing up, and people are showing up big with huge pride in the city that they represent.
Now, you have named a new 2023 Business Ambassador of the Year. Talk a little bit about that.
So, Caban Winston is a member of our ambassador team, and he was named the 2023 Biz Ambassador of the Year. And I'll tell you, we get emails from people around the world about how this team has enhanced their experience in downtown Detroit. And what's so special about Caban is at the beginning of 2023, he said it out loud. He told his supervisor, he told his colleagues, I am going to be ambassador of the year this year. And he put in that extra mile and rose to the top.
That's wonderful. That's great for him. Now, during the draft, as the Downtown Detroit Partnership Community Impact Officer, what will your role be during the actual draft days, Gina Cavalier?
Well, my role, I have been told, is to be available to do what needs to be done. So we have a small and agile team, and we are all ready to step in and, you know, help out where it's needed. The coordination from a safety standpoint is absolutely remarkable, and I'll have a bit of a front row seat to that. And I'll also be available just to make sure that our guests are having the best experience we can have them have here in Detroit. We're also doing a perception survey. We do every other year, we do a Downtown Detroit perception survey, and we do it with people in the region. We do it with Detroiters, but we're doing a special draft edition where we are asking people to tell us what they think about Downtown Detroit. So for anybody who is experiencing draft day in the D and coming downtown, I encourage you to, you know, take that survey. It takes less than 2 minutes, and we are going to be giving people in our parks and public spaces a special souvenir draft day in the D pin for taking that survey. So we're really looking for feedback about the experience that people have when they are here as well. So this is a community where people are constantly also working to refine what we offer, and people are just so excited, and we hope that everyone comes down and takes advantage of the opportunity to be a part of it. It's free. It's open to the public. People just need to download the NFL One Pass, and not only the core draft footprint, but the draft day and the D events that the Downtown Detroit Partnership is producing with many partners around the city, including the Greektown tailgate, for example. So that information is all on that NFL One Pass as well.
Because there's events all over the city. I mean, people can stop anywhere and probably have a great time when they come down for the draft.
Exactly. I mean, this is done Detroit style, and this is going to be an NFL draft as no one has ever seen it before. And as we always do, this is a big family event where there is something for everybody. So we encourage people to come downtown, stop in a variety of parks. Each park will have a little bit of a different offering, from Grand Circus Park to Beacon Park. Like I said, the Greektown tailgate, there's activities at Capitol Park, there's activities at Paradise Valley. So it's going to be a great party and a great opportunity for all of us to come and not only enjoy Detroit, but to talk to people from visiting from all over the place about the pride that we have in our city. And, you know, we are all ambassadors, and this is a great opportunity to let that shine.
You know, Gina, as you were planning and preparing for the draft, I bet it was helpful to have had the Grand Prix in Detroit on the city streets last year to kind of get a feel for a huge crowd.
The Grand Prix is definitely, it was getting a feel for a huge crowd, and it's also where that relates to the draft, is that where you have that in the footprint, but you also have that completely free, yes, open to the public, accessible. So that was a great opportunity for us to look at this big scale. But it's actually not something that is unusual for this team downtown. We regularly host large events. We work closely with Visit Detroit and our partners at the Detroit Police Department, the City of Detroit. People love downtown. This is everyone's downtown, and you know there's always a nice variety of offering. If you're looking to have a nice time in your community, come out with your family, you know, you can definitely always find something fun to do in the city of Detroit.
As someone who's right in the thick of things right now, what kind of advice do you have for those of us coming to have a good time at the draft, Gina?
Well, I would advise people to plan ahead, download the NFL One Pass, also go to DDP's website, downtowndetroit.org. There's all kinds of information there. You can also sign up for newsletters to stay in the know, not only about this event, but about future events. And I'd say come open-minded. You know, maybe you've never tried the People Mover. You haven't been on the queue line. Look at using those different forms of transportation that we have and, you know, come and, you know, come with flexibility because it's a great opportunity to explore our city. We have our digital wayfinding kiosks around. That's a great place to stop and, you know, play around with it a little bit. It'll have the draft day and the D information on it. You can also take a selfie with a nice NFL draft day and the D background. So just enjoy it and treat it as if you're on vacation in your hometown.
Great advice. Gina Cavalier, DDP Community Impact Officer and the Director of the Downtown Detroit Business Improvement Zone. Thanks so much for the time today. It was really nice talking to you.
Thank you, Ann.
Coming up next on Opportunity Detroit, you'll get to know the new president and CEO of the Belle Isle Conservancy. We'll be back right after this.